Welcome to the Soul Ties Podcast with love and life coach Dale Lawrence, helping you detox from toxic relationships.
What's up, y'all? Back up in the building for all God's children. It is the Soul Ties Podcast. I am your host, the love and life coach, Dale Lawrence. And by my side, full of that thigh, is the people's bishop.
Yes, sir. It is the people's bishop.
Bishop Kevin Foreman.
Yes, sir.
Well, brother, it's March 2024.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We're already 3 months into the year of 2024. How is it feeling? How is it going for you? Talk to me.
You know, it's an amazing start to the year. I mean, you know, this is our year of more. God will do more for us, more through us, more in us. And I think to see all of that, you know, playing out is amazing. I mean, it really is a year of more. And I think that's where we're at. And I'm excited, though, that, you know, as fast as this year is coming in, I told everybody connected to the harvest that the first 3 months of this year were going to move very fast. And they have. Here we are. And we are all ready to, you know, the spring season. And I think when you think about spring, you know, you think of springing forth. You think about moving forward. And so I think that's what everybody should anticipate. And recognizing that this is not just a normal year. This is a leap year. And that means that this is essentially anything you decide to take a leap in, heaven's going to back you up.
Woo! You coming out the gate with them, baby. You coming out the
gate. Swinging. Came out swinging, just like that conference. Didn't God come out swinging?
Man, the those
that misfit relationship conference.
Oh, my God. The ATL conference was absolutely phenomenal, man. And listen, the Soul Ties movement is on its way to a city near you. We're coming to Florida. We're coming to Texas. We're coming to Colorado. We're coming to Vegas. We're coming to L.A. We're going all over the place. The Soul Ties movement is active and ready to help you revolutionize your relationship. So please go to thesoulticesmovement.com. Check out the tour dates and see when we will be in a city near you. But listen, I want to get on this springing forth. I want to stay there. You know, Isaiah 43 and 19 speaks about a new thing. And when you think about spring, you think about a way out with the old, in with the new. Winter is over. The dead things are falling off. And I love, even in that text, if you go up to verse 18, it says, remember not the former things. And I think the key to going into spring and going into this newness of more is cutting off the former things that held you back, the former things that diluted your newness. You know, the Bible speaks about you can't pour new wine into old wineskins. So let's talk about that for a minute, the importance of forgetting the former things, or watch this, cutting off those ties to old things that may affect this new springing and more that we're about to enter into this season of 2024.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of times when we think of a thing is a noun, person, place, thing, or idea. But the real thing you need to forget is the you you've been telling yourself you are. The greatest limits only exist in your mind, and that's because of who you told yourself you are. You know, I've been in ministry since I was 12. I've been a business owner since I was 12, started my first business. At 21, I built a very successful real estate finance business, the largest black owned in Denver at the time. I was, you know, a senior pastor at, you know, in my early 20s. I was a bishop in my early 20s. What am I saying on that for? Is that God did things very quickly, which was awesome. Here's what that did, is that I created a lot of boundaries and limits in my mind. And while it's a double-edged sword, on one hand, it was fantastic because it kept me out of some crazy stuff, some crazy situations, some crazy occurrences. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, it also caused there to be limitations that I imposed on myself. And I think when you talk about forget the former things, you got to forget the you that you told yourself that you were, or the things you told yourself you could do, couldn't do. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why can't you do certain things? Now, granted, if the word is clear that you shouldn't do it, right, then that's very different. But why? So, you know, I had things like, let me tell you how it was. I never wanted my good to be evil spoken of. So I ended up having to, you know, navigate through, navigate through these beliefs that, you know, for example, I wouldn't even go to the bar to pick up food. Cause like, I don't want anybody to think I'm drinking.
Right. Right.
Like, you know, you do a to-go order, you know, they pick it up at the bar, right? Pre-coronavirus, you know, now I think most restaurants have to go stations or whatever, but you know, I would think, oh, you know, whatever. Just all these things I created in my mind. And granted, in my world, you know, I have to deal, you get it, you understand it. Anybody that's a public figure these days get it. You deal with stalkers, you deal with crazy people, you deal with threats. I mean, all the things that come my way. Because what it did is it made me create a bubble in which there were so many things I would tell myself, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it's not that the word ever said it. Some of it was simply, you know, some, let me be clear, a lot of it was very wise, but it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
How many people listening right now, you've told yourself, well, you know, you can't have two houses. Why not? You can't have a relationship you enjoy. Why not?
Wow.
You can't have a life you enjoy. Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
What former you do you need to forget? Because your former you is what's getting in the way of your best you.
Man, come on, man. Yeah, it is. And you know, I love that, how you even mentioned that, because it's, we have to look at it like we're forever growing. If we're forever learning, that means we're forever growing. We're forever evolving. And I'm taking, I don't know what it is, Bishop, I don't know if you can sense this, but I'm sensing this spring season, March, April, May, this spring season, these next 3 months, I feel like God is going to do a metamorphosis in the minds of believers that's ready to go not only to the next level, but to the new level. The next new level, and to get
there.
Ooh,
I like that. The next new,
Yeah, man,
no, that's so important. The next new,
To spring forth, and they're not gonna get there the way that they got there before. It's going to take a springing or a leap forth. Now we're in a leap year. Now I want you to explain to the people why this is such a catalytic moment. Because it's a spring or a leap year, springing forth year, to do this. Break down that leap year and where that even comes from and why this is so important in 2024.
So good. Well, you know, first things first is that Joshua created this year. Now, that's a whole revelation within itself. Because a lot of the times, we are waiting on heaven to create something. And God says, well, why don't you create something? Job 22:28 says, and you shall decree and decide a thing, and it will be established for you. Which means heaven says, well, you just decide, and then we're going to back up what you decide.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just so powerful.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of the times, people don't do anything because they're waiting on God to decide for them.
Yeah.
And he never said that. He said, you decide.
Mm.
Right, but that's a whole nother message for another day. So in Joshua chapter 10, they're advancing, they're winning against their enemies, and as they are doing this, Bible says that the sun begins to go down. Joshua could have said, oh, I get, listen, I guess it's not God's will for us to finish this today. Instead, do you know what this man does?
Come on.
This man says, not only is it God's will, this man says that I am going to ask God to make the sun stand still. And literally the Bible says in Joshua 10, the Lord heeded Joshua and the sun stood still and did not move. He created an additional day. So when we look at our Gregorian calendar, which is our calendar, January through December, which is named after Pope Gregory the 13th, he's the one that pulled together this variety, this hodgepodge of calendaric metrics, meaning these various calendars to create the one we use today. They said, well, there's this extra day we don't know what to do with. Come on here. There's this extra day we don't know what to do with. So check it out. A leap year only happens every 4 years. You're in the year 2024. Four is the biblical number of creativity. So you have this convergence of times that where these two things are overlapping. In other words, when you think of a leap, why is it called a leap year? Think of this. A leap year adds something that didn't exist in the previous one.
Oh, my God.
The 29th of February didn't exist in 2023.
Come on.
So when the scripture says, behold, I will do a new thing, yeah, it's the same concept. God's like, this year, this day didn't exist last year.
Yeah.
I'm giving you something that didn't exist before. That's why I loved when you said the new next.
Yeah.
Because that's the entirety of the concept. So for every person listening, God is saying, jump. And when you jump, I'm going to back it up. Think, what's a leap? You can walk somewhere, you can run somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you leap somewhere, I do more in one move than I do in several moves.
Come on, man.
Let me give you an example of leap year faith. Woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, 144 months. She makes a leap. What do you mean she makes a leap? I thought she walked to Jesus. She did, but the walk was a leap. Let's go. The walk was a leap because she leaves her home. She finds Jesus. She gets to him. She gets low. She grabs the hem of his garment. He says, daughter, your faith made you well. He never lays hands on her. He never says you're healed. He never says any of that. He says, you did this. Well, how did she do it? She leaped. She took a big risk, and that big risk in one move, God did in one day what he hadn't done in years.
Come on, man.
I believe the same is true for everybody listening right now. God will do in one year, one moment, what he hasn't done in years. When you leap, heaven's going to back up your leap.
So that means leaping for new relationships, leaping for a new outlook on your life, leaping for a better financial position. You don't like the position you in, take a leap. You don't like the relationship you in, take a leap. You don't like where you're living, take a leap.
Leap.
Man.
And when you leap, heaven's going to back you up. And why is that so important? It's because if heaven's going to back you up, this means there's no way that you can fail. Let me give you one more example. Because people say, let me give you an example. David fights Goliath. Everybody else is scared of Goliath. Like all of these warriors, they are afraid of Goliath. So why is David so passionate and this believer that he's going to do all of this? It's because David took a leap. David throws his slingshot. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you really think that David had this super accurate aim? Do you really think that it's David's aim that took Goliath down? And that's a ridiculous concept,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
His aim did this. So, okay, you that good with it? Mm-mm. In fact, where does the sling and the shot even come from? We don't see this mentioned anywhere else.
Wow.
Here you are using something new. You know why he had to use a sling and a shot? Because he couldn't use a sword because it was too big. You have to use this weapon that doesn't, look at me, it doesn't even make sense. You finna lose a sling shot with a warrior with a sword?
Wow.
So if every person that says, I don't have what I need, yes, you do. It just doesn't look like what you need. That's going to shout the heck out of me. You have everything that you need. It just doesn't look like what you need.
Right.
Because if you take a leap, heaven's going to back you up. Here's what happens. David releases that rock from the sling. Here's what I believe. Heaven takes his leap because it's a leap.
Yeah.
For 40 days and 40 nights, nobody did anything. So God did in one day what he hadn't done in 40. David throws it. Heaven takes it and makes sure that it lands exactly where it needs to land.
Come on.
Exactly the way it needs to land.
Yes.
And if you look at the scripture, the way the scripture tells the story is it's like Goliath falls head first, which means he like falls with his face to the ground, which means this don't even make sense. This thing fell toward me.
Mm.
So when David takes the leap, God makes Goliath take a fall toward him. And the fall toward him makes it so that all he has to do is take his sword, cut his hair. It's a leap. Heaven will back up what you decide to do. And I think that's the key. It's not just going to happen for you. You're going to have to make the leap. But when you leap, heaven will back you up.
Come on, baby. That's so good. Listen, man, you got to pray for the people, man, in this season, man. I feel a special prayer for this spring season. I just think it's something special about it. It's a leap year. It's a spring in the leap as a result of the leap. Let's go. Let's bless the people.
Father, in Jesus' name, you know what you created. So we're just going to walk in what you've already made. Thank you for the new next. Oh, yeah. My God. That is so good to me. Yeah. God, I pray that we walk in that we live in that we bask in that. Give us the grace to take the leap, because the first leap is the scariest leap. Then we just leap around. Give us the grace to take that first leap, wherever it needs to be. God, make that thing so clear and make us so undaunted and so unbothered that we leap, and when we leap, we see heaven move. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Listen, y'all, I want you to sign up for Patreon. You don't know what you're missing out on. You get to see the Soul Ties Conference only exclusively on Patreon. You get the detox course and you get the reimagine course, all digital products absolutely free when you sign up for free to Patreon. Go there right now, patreon.com/Dale Lawrence, and become a member of the Soul Society so you can get exclusive content only available on my Patreon. Y'all know we get busy just like this each and every first Sunday of the month. But if you want those weekly podcasts, you better tune in to Patreon. Sign up for the Soul Ties Society today. And until next time, I want you to be in peace and be in love. It is none other than the Love and Life Coach, Dale Lawrence, and the People's Bishop, signing off, saying peace and love, y'all, and we'll see you on the next episode. Soul Ties.
Thank you for listening. We would like to bless you with the Soul Ties stimulus package, which includes the detox ebook, message, and exclusive podcast episode. Text Soul Ties, SOULTIES, to 888-756-8681.